Many of you know that I meet every week with a group of open, welcoming ministers and a rabbi here in the south end of Halifax. And last week we were discussing resolution of conflicts within congregations and how that comes about. One minister related a story. This particular church celebrates the Eucharist, or Holy Communion, every Sunday. And before one service began, a member of the congregation approached the minister to tell her that he would not be able to participate in Holy Communion this particular Sunday because he had a serious, bitter argument with another member of the congregation just the previous day. The individual involved wanted to make amends to the person that he had argued with, but was unable to do so. Just then, the other person who had been involved in the argument walked into the church. The minister nodded in the direction and said, "Now is your opportunity." The member of the congregation approached the other, and the minister could observe from a distance as they spoke, eventually shook hands, and finally embraced one another. And then they both took part in communion. As I listened to that story, I thought it's sad in a way that we don't have rituals that we would invest with this much meaning. The blending of waters that we shared today is a metaphor for the manner in which we aspire to come together to become a unified congregation. But it never occurred to me that one might refrain from participating if one doesn't feel included in the harmony or in sync with every member of the congregation. So that's just something to think about this month as we begin studying our theme of covenants.